الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. Last week we were discussing about niyat and intention, and there were a few things that we mentioned relate to niyat. Many years ago, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, our Shaykh al-Shaykh, had visited the shores of South Africa, and whilst he was here, there was an opportunity for him to meet one personality. So Hakim Sahib Damat Barakatuhum went to meet this person, and he was a person that engaged in the teaching of the Quran and Majid night and day. That was his passion, and the passion was of such a nature that this person, this personality, like we know, all of us have desires. If somebody asks us or asks me that what is your desire, so generally we may have some worldly desire or some aspiration, and we say this is what my desire is. I probably mentioned it not very long ago, I don't know whether to the students or whether it was in a majlis of this nature. There was a youngster who was in the company of his father and some friends, mentioned that he'd like his father to have the tallest building in the world. And on just after that, the comment is that so that after my father dies, I become the owner of it. So these are our desires. So this personality, he mentioned to us himself, and the person that I am referring to is our late Ustaz, and who was the Ashiq and lover of the Quran and Majid, Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Mia Rahimahullah Ta'ala. Hazrat Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was a lover of the Quran and Majid, an Ashiq of the Quran and Majid. His passion was to teach the Quran and Majid. I remember when we were students in Mia's farm in the 70s, and he had been teaching much before that. But Hazrat Hafiz Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala never knew what was a holiday, whether it was Saturday, whether it was Sunday. He was in class. There used to be classes in the morning, there used to be classes in the afternoon. And whether it was an occasion of happiness or an occasion of sadness, Hazrat Hafiz Sahib Rahimahullah was in class. So on one occasion, Hazrat Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned to us, and he even mentioned it to others, that after I leave this world, when I'm in the qabr, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks me that what is my desire and what would I like, so I would reply and I would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me and to bless me with some children or the hifz class that I may be able to teach them in the qabr as well. That was his passion for teaching the Quran and Majid. Alhamdulillah, presently we have many mashayikh in South Africa, ulama, high ranking ulama, that have the good fortune of being students of Hazrat Hafiz Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, the likes of Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Saleji, Damodar Khatam of Spingo Beach, Mufti Ibrahim Desai, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib of Madrasa Azadville, etc., Mawlana Harun Abbas Umar, Mawlana Madani Desai of Camperdown. These are all ulama that have studied by Hazrat Hafiz Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala. So Hazrat Hafiz Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala used to say that I make dua that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grants me a hifz class even in the qabr. We have observed this ashiq of the Quran and Majid, that in the latter part of his life he was paralyzed. But even in that condition, when you used to go and visit him at his house, then within his room he had a chair, and students used to come there and recite Quran and Majid to him. This was his love for the Quran and Majid. So I have on one occasion, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Damat Barakatuhum goes to meet Hazrat Hafiz Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala. When sometimes, just like in worldly matters, we see sometimes two politicians meeting or two high-ranking people meeting, then it's a different type of a feeling. Sometimes one gets, or one wants to observe that how they meet, etc. This is also worth looking at and observing, that how the Allah Wallahs meet each other and what type of communication they have. I remember on one occasion, we were sitting in the Sahan area of the Darul Uloom, or the Masjid of Darul Uloom, Madrasa Zakaria. Two great personalities at the same time were there. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the Grand Mufti of India, and the Khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh Rahimullah Ta'ala, Hazrat Mawlana Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, a high-ranking alim and mufti, a great mufti. And in that same majlis, we find one Khalifa of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Mawlana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was amongst the youngest Khulafa of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. And he was also the student of Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Mawlana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, on the one hand, he is a Khalifa of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. On the other hand, he is a student of Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. The majlis was, everyone was seated there. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he instructs his student Hazrat Mawlana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who is a great Shaykh of Tariqat, thousands of followers and murids. And Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali is instructing Hazrat Mawlana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali to address the audience and give some words of nasihat. Believe you me, for a good few minutes there was absolute silence. Hazrat Mawlana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, his ustad, him on the other hand being a Khalifa of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, but he just didn't build up the courage to start speaking immediately. There was a good few minutes of silence. And then eventually, Hazrat Mawlana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he addresses his ustad, Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and tells him that Hazrat dua farma dijiye, make dua that I can see something that is beneficial for the audience. And thereafter, for a few minutes he spoke. But it was a unique type of feeling. And what we were observing was something that we wouldn't normally see. So however, coming back to the incident we were discussing, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Damat Barakatuhum goes to meet Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Mia Rahimahullah Ta'ala. And just as in worldly things or in other places we find that one person, if he is a good mechanic, he recognizes another good mechanic sometimes just by a few questions that he may ask. Or we, in different fields we find whether it's in the professional field, in the medicine field, whatever, a person who is in the same field, they can recognize one another. Similarly, we find that Allah Wala's also, they recognize one another, and sometimes it is just by a few words or by a question that is asked, and the answer that is received, the Allah Wala's recognize one another. In fact, our Hakim Sahib Damat Barakatuh mentions that when Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali went to his Shaykh Shamsuddin Tabrizi Rahmahullah Ta'ala, so we know the normal procedure or the way of the Allah Wala's is that they don't expose themselves. They play low profile, and whoever thereafter recognizes them and takes benefit from them. So Hazrat Shamsuddin Tabrizi Rahimahullah Ta'ala mentions to Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali that I have got nothing. So in other words, what is the use or what is the benefit of you staying with me? Go somewhere else, maybe you can benefit from someone else. So Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali then addresses his Shaykh Shamsuddin Tabrizi Rahimahullah Ta'ala and mentions to him, and in couplet he says it, that you see, when a person is intoxicated, when a person has taken wine, then there is a stench that the wine has, an evil smell, odor. And he says, if a person has or takes into his mouth some ilachi or something that has got a good scent, and he puts it into his mouth, or like in India we find they have the pan, so once that is put into the mouth and it is chewed, then the smell that comes out of the mouth is not of the intoxicant, but rather maybe the ilachi or the pan or whatever. So that conceals or that hides, or that because of the smell of that ilachi, one will not get the smell of the intoxicant. So Hazrat Shamsuddin Tabrizi Rahimullah Ta'ala, addressing his Shaykh, tells him that when a drunk person, when an intoxicated person takes something into his mouth of this nature, he can hide and conceal the smell of that the evil smell of that intoxicant, but his eyes will not be able to keep back what his condition is. Because when a person is in that condition, he is intoxicated, then his eyes will show that he is intoxicated. His eyes will be sometimes bloodshot red, and his behavior will be such that it will show that he is intoxicated. So he says, similarly, as much as you may say it with your tongue that you have not got any love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that you have nothing, but your eyes say it, that the intoxicant that you have got, that you have drank from the muhabbat of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the darkness of the night, that you cannot hide and that you will not be able to conceal. No matter how much you may say with your tongue that you do not have anything, but your eyes say that you have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib Damat Barakatum goes on to say that Al-Mawla Rumi Ramtullah Ali mentions about, we heard about the famous incident of Majnoon and Layla. It is mentioned that we know that this was a love story, and Majnoon was madly in love with Layla. After she died, she was buried, and Majnoon was not informed of Layla's death. She was buried, and the household of Layla, they did not want Majnoon to be informed of Layla's death, because they felt that if he came to know of Layla's death, he would go and he would exhume the body, he would open up the grave and take the body out because of his intense love for Layla. So he was not informed about Layla's death. So after some time, from the children of that village, of that street, Majnoon came to know that Layla has died. And after he comes to know that Layla, he goes to the Qabrastan, he goes to the graveyard. And it is mentioned, this Hazrat Hakim Sahib Dawud Barakatuh himself quotes, as Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali has indicated towards it in his Ash'ar. And he says that this lover, Majnoon, goes to the qabars, and goes to the graveyard, and starts smelling each qabar and each grave. Eventually he came to one grave, and he says that this is the grave of my Layla. And those that were observing realized that that grave which he has gone to and which he now claims is Layla's qabar was in fact Layla's qabar. So the Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says that when Majnoon can smell and identify the qabar of Layla, why can't I identify the Mawla? And why can't I identify the person who has the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in him, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in him? That is how these Allah wala's identify each other. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib Dawud Barakatuhum goes to meet Hazrat Hafiz Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala and asks Hafiz Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, amongst other things, that how many students have qualified through you, how many have become Hafiz. So Hazrat Hafiz Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, in his humility, extreme humility, was an extremely humble person. Never one that spoke of how many Hafizes he made, or never one that had any jalsas and advertised whatever khidmat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him tawfiq to do for the many years that we were with him in Mia's farm. And even after that, we never heard at any time that Hazrat Hafiz Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala had a jalsa. If any student completed hifz, his method was on Thursday nights, normally on Friday night according to the Islamic calendar or the Islamic week. So there used to be a little majlis in which Durood Sharif used to be recited. And after Durood Sharif is recited, whichever student needed to complete the Qur'an Majeed would recite the last few surahs of the Qur'an Majeed, and thereafter Surah Fatiha and Surah Al-Baqarah to Umul Muflihun, and thereafter the Hafiz Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala used to make dua, and that used to be the khatam of the Qur'an Majeed. If any student's parent made it for that khatam, well and good, but there was no advertisement, there was no big jalsa. This was the ikhlas that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had granted him. So however, when Hazrat Hakim Sahib Dawud Barakatuhum asked Hafiz Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala that how many students have been prepared, so Hazrat Hafiz Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala gave him just one answer in one sentence. He told him, yeh toh wahan pata chalega. Yeh toh wahan pata chalega. This will come to know there only, referring to the Akhirah. That in the Akhirah we'll come to know that how many students have been prepared. This answer of Hazrat Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had such an impact on this Wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, that made him comment that this person is no ordinary person. Just this one answer of Hazrat Hafiz Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, that yeh toh wahan pata chalega, that this will come to know there in the Akhirat, that how many students we have prepared, how many have been accepted in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that whether this effort that has been made, a night and day effort, whether it is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not, we cannot say, how can we be proud of anything that so many students have become hafizes. Allah ta'ala has made us use to make so many students, made use of us to produce so many huffaz, etc. We cannot be proud about anything. Yes, we can make dua to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. But the true result we'll know in the Akhirat, that how many were prepared and how many are becoming a means of sadaqah jariyah for us, that we will only come to know after our eyes have closed. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib Damat Barakatuhum was extremely taken away by this answer that Hafiz Sahib Rahimullah Ta'ala gave. So as far as the Hafiz Sahib Rahimullah Ta'ala is concerned, there is something that I wanted to discuss about Hazrat Hafiz Sahib Rahimullah Ta'ala, which he mentioned about niyat. And just this little that we have spoken, it is because, or it is for us to understand, that sometimes we may not hear, we may not read of these things in ordinary kitabs, but it is from the company of the pious that we hear these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them insight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them such type of knowledge that we will not find in kitabs. Sitting in their company, sitting in their majlises, going and visiting them, we benefit from them in these ways. So Hafiz Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, when we used to go to him, Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to mention few things. And this I would like to share, especially many of us, alhamdulillah, we engage in the tilawat of the Qur'an-e-Majeed. We engage in the tilawat of the Qur'an-e-Majeed. And generally, a Hafiz who engages in the tilawat of the Qur'an-e-Majeed, ask him, why does he engage in the tilawat of the Qur'an-e-Majeed? Generally, we will find, or we will hear one answer. The answer is this, that if I do not make dhikr of the Qur'an-e-Majeed, if I do not recite the Qur'an-e-Majeed, then I will forget the Qur'an-e-Majeed. The Qur'an-e-Majeed will be taken away from me, I will start forgetting, and it is not a good thing to forget the Qur'an-e-Majeed after learning. This is generally the answer that one would get when a Hafiz is questioned. And similarly, we will find that when an Ustad, he advises his student, when the student has completed his hifz, and the student is now parting from the Ustad gives sometimes nasihat and shares certain things with the student. And from amongst the other things, when he mentions to him about his akhlaq and character and the rest of it, he also mentions to the student that he should engage in constant dhikr, whether it's 2 paras, 3 paras, 5 paras, depending on whatever his time is, etc. But he advises his student to do dhikr continuously. And the reason for this is, listen, if you do not do your dhikr, then all this effort that you have made over the years, you will lose all that effort. You will forget your Qur'an-e-Majeed. So it is not wise of a person that after having made so much of effort, the person just loses the effort or just loses whatever he has achieved. So therefore, you should make dhikr of the Qur'an-e-Majeed. So this is generally the fear that is expressed and the fear that the Hafiz has, that if I do not make dhikr of the Qur'an-e-Majeed, then I will forget the Qur'an-e-Majeed. And it is keeping this in mind that generally we make dhikr of the Qur'an-e-Majeed. Or comes the month of Ramadan Mubarak, if we are not constant reciters of the Qur'an-e-Majeed during the course of the year, then we want to make extra dhikr in the month of Ramadan Mubarak, so that it will cover up for the year, for the months to come. That if our Qur'an-e-Majeed is gone a little weak, it will get more stronger in the month of Ramadan Mubarak. Be it as it may, this intention may be good to a certain extent. But we find that making this intention of reciting the Qur'an-e-Majeed does not get us the full benefit and the full thawab and the reward of reciting the Qur'an-e-Majeed. Inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, we will continue with this topic next week and mention those intentions which Hazrat Hafiz Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned that one should make when reciting the Qur'an-e-Majeed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us lovers of the Qur'an-e-Majeed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true love of the Qur'an-e-Majeed, respect for the Qur'an-e-Majeed, honor for the Qur'an-e-Majeed. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the love of the Ahlullah, also those people who have the love of the Qur'an-e-Majeed in their hearts. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نے توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہے سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہے پیاد مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں، مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو، بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں، رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر، بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ، جب سانسوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ، تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا، گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے روا روا بال بال میرا، یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ، جب سانس نو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ، محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ, اللہ 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 اللہ. اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ اینچے شیری نسک نام, شیر و شکر میش ود جانم تمام. اللہ جل جلالہ و تعالی شانو, اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء وسید المرسلین سیدنا محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین, یا اول الاولین ویا آخر الآخرین ویا راحم المساکین ویا ذا القوۃ المتین, یا اللہ یا رحمان یا رحیم یا کریم اللہ یا رحیم اللہ Oh most loving, caring, compassionate Allah. Oh most forgiving Allah. Oh most tolerant Allah. Ya Allah, through your infinite fadl, karam, grace, mercy and ihsan, you have once again gathered us, Ya Allah, to take your Mubarak name. Ya Allah, through your infinite fadl, karam, grace, mercy and ihsan, Ya Allah, accept the zikr that we have made. Ya Allah, purify and cleanse our tongues with your Mubarak name. Ya Allah, our tongues are not worthy of taking your Mubarak name. Ya Allah, our tongues are dirty, filthy, napak. Oh, my beloved Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive our major and minor sins. Forgive those sins that we have committed during the brightness of the day. And forgive those sins that we have committed during the darkness of the night. Oh, my beloved Allah, you through your infinite mercy have gathered us here. Ya Allah, you are Rahim and you are Kareem. A Kareem is that one that gives without deserving. Oh, my beloved Allah, we know we are not deserving of your mercy. Oh, my beloved with Allah, your given ni'mat and your given bounties we use for your displeasure. Ya Allah, the eyes you gave us we use for your displeasure. Ya Allah, these eyes have seen so much of haram. Oh my beloved Allah, the ears you gave us, Ya Allah, we heard so much of haram. The tongues you blessed us with, my beloved Allah, there's so much of haram that was spoken. Oh my beloved Allah, the hands and feet that you gave us, there was so much of haram that was committed. But Ya Allah, through your infinite fadl, grace, mercy and ihsan, Ya Allah, you did not take us to task. Oh my beloved Allah, if there was another Allah, he would have punished us then. Oh my beloved Allah, how tolerant you are. Oh my beloved Allah, you concealed our faults. Oh my beloved Allah, if only you exposed our faults to everyone, oh my beloved Allah, people would not be even prepared to spit on us. Ya Allah, you concealed our faults in this world. Ya Allah, conceal our faults in the time of maut. Ya Allah, conceal our faults in the akhirah. Oh my beloved Allah, do not disgrace us before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not disgrace us before the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of qiyamah, my beloved Allah, do not disgrace us before your entire creation. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive those sins that we have committed openly and those that we have committed discreetly. Ya Allah, those that we have committed during the darkness of the night, in the privacy of our rooms, oh my beloved Allah, thinking that no one was watching us. Oh my beloved Allah, at that time also you were watching us. Oh my beloved Allah, a tiny little ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock. Oh my beloved Allah, in the darkest of night, you are aware of that walking of that ant. You hear the walking of the ant. Ya Allah, you see the walking of the ant. Oh my beloved Allah, you are not aware of what our actions are. Oh my beloved Allah, you are aware of everything that we have said. You are aware of everything that we have seen. Oh my beloved Allah, what we have touched you are aware of. Oh my beloved Allah, where we have walked to you are aware of. What is there that is not in your knowledge, oh my beloved Allah? Everything is recorded. Oh my beloved Allah, through your infinite fadl, karam, grace, mercy and ihsan, Ya Allah, forgive our major and minor faults. Oh my beloved Allah, open the floodgates of your mercy. Ya Allah, we are sinners that have raised our begging bowls before you this part of the evening. Ya Allah, these brothers and sisters have gathered for nothing else, Ya Allah, but for your forgiveness. Ya Allah, but so that they may become close to you. Ya Allah, you may draw them towards you with your power of just. Oh my beloved Allah, we acknowledge our weakness. Ya Allah, we are not bragging about our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, we are not happy about our filthy life that has passed. Oh my beloved Allah, we feel so filthy and dirty when we think of our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, we believe in you to be a most forgiving Allah, a most merciful Allah, a most tolerant Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, make this of forgiveness for us. Oh my beloved Allah, open the floodgates of your mercy. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat. Oh my beloved Allah, let us be drenched in your mercy. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major and minor sins. Forgive the sins of our parents. Forgive the sins of our family. family members, forgive the sins of our children. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our dear ones. Oh my beloved Allah, those that have asked us to make dua for them, Ya Allah, forgive their sins. Ya Allah, those that have made ihsan on us, forgive their sins. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins of those that are living. Forgive the sins of those that have passed on from this world. Oh my beloved Allah, those of us that have lost our parents and they are lying in their covers. Oh my beloved Allah, make decision of forgiveness of their sins. Oh my beloved Allah, you make them happy in their covers. Oh my beloved Allah, make the cover a garden from the gardens of Jannah. Oh my beloved Allah, if we have not pleased our parents whilst they were alive, oh my beloved Allah, you make them pleased with us after they have gone. Oh my beloved Allah, you grant them the best in the Akhirah. Oh my beloved Allah, you forgive them. Ya Allah, you become happy and pleased with them. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our heart. Oh my beloved Allah, because of our sinning, we know we have blackened our hearts. Our hearts are gone dead, my beloved Allah. Our hearts are filthy, my beloved Allah. Our hearts are nafak and our hearts are dirty. Oh my beloved Allah, there is nobody else that can change the condition of our hearts besides you. Oh my beloved Allah, we are at your door and begging you. Oh my beloved Allah, these hands and these begging bones are not stretched before an idol that does not see, that does not hear. Oh my beloved Allah, you are seeing and you know the remorse that is in each and everyone's heart. Oh my beloved Allah, we are desirous of change in our lives, but we are extremely weak, my beloved Allah. Nafs and shaitan have overpowered us. Ya Allah, there is no other road for us besides your road. Oh my beloved Allah, for us there is nobody else besides you. There is no other door that we can tap besides your door. Ya Allah, if a dog is chased away from one door, from one butcher, it can always go to another. When a beggar is chased away from one door and is turned away from one door, he can go to another door. But oh my beloved Allah, tu hame bata, ki agar tu ne apna darwaza band kar diya, to hum gande jaye kahan? Ya Allah, tere dar ke siwa koi dar nahi, tere ghar ke siwa koi ghar nahi. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no other door besides your door. Ya Allah, yours is the only door that is there for us. Ya Allah, we will continue tapping your door. Ya Allah, we will continue tapping your door because for us there is nobody else besides you. Oh my beloved Allah, we beg you to change the condition of our heart. We have regret and remorse over whatever we have did. Oh my beloved Allah, we are not happy over our past sins. Ya Allah, change the condition of our heart. Ya Allah, remove all the filth from our heart. Remove the dirt from our heart. Ya Allah, clean and purify our heart. Give us those hearts that you grant your awliya and siddiqeen, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we know we are weak, but there is nobody else for us besides you. Ya Allah, wow, hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Oh, my beloved Allah, this heart that is drowning in negligence, Ya Allah, this heart that is dead, Ya Allah, you revive our hearts. Oh, my beloved Allah, you have given man the knowledge, Ya Allah, to revive hearts. Oh, my beloved Allah, and transplant hearts. Oh, my beloved Allah, transplant into our bodies healthy and spiritual good hearts, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Oh, my beloved Allah, we have made our hearts into filthy bin bags. Ya Allah, all the filth and dirt of this world is filled into our hearts. Ya Allah, through infinite mercy, Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat. Fill our hearts with your love, my beloved Allah. Fill our hearts with the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, give us so much of your love that to fulfill every command of yours becomes extremely easy for us. Ya Allah, give us so much of love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that to practice on every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes pleasurable to us. Oh, my beloved Allah, give us the guidance and give us the ability to appreciate the sacrifices of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Masoom Nabi is pelted, oh my beloved Allah. That Masoom Nabi, Ya Allah, intestines of animals are put on his neck. Oh, my beloved Allah, what sin did that Nabi sallallahu Oh, my beloved Allah, there was nothing, Ya Allah. He cried and he begged for this ummah. Oh, my beloved Allah, all his life he begged for this ummah. He was worried and concerned about his ummah. Oh, my beloved Allah, at the time of his leaving this world, he was worried and concerned about his ummah. On the day of Qiyamah, when every other Nabi will be saying, Nafsi, Nafsi, Ya Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on that day also, his shafqat for the ummah, his muhabbat for the ummah, his love for the ummah, his concern for his followers, oh my beloved Allah, will make him say, Ummati, Ummati, oh my beloved Allah, today we do not have time for the sunnahs of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left our lives. Oh my beloved Allah, grant us the ability to implement every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow us with the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the ability to appreciate the sacrifice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our heart. Oh my beloved Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. One day we got to die, one day we got to meet you, oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, what a condition we are going to be on that day. Ya Allah, when people will be pouring water over our hands and over our heads, and we'll be able to do nothing, my beloved Allah. We will be so helpless, oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, before the ghusl is given to us of mayyit, Ya Allah, grant us the ability and grant us the tawfiq to take the ghusl of tawbah. Oh my beloved Allah, before the kafan is put onto us, Ya Allah, grant us the ability to don the kafan and to don the to don, Ya Allah, the clothing of taqwa, my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our heart, change the condition of our heart. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, grant us respect for one another. Ya Allah, grant us muhabbat for one another. Oh my beloved Allah, today because of our disobedience to you, oh my beloved Allah, brothers and sisters are disunited, parents and children are disunited. Oh my beloved Allah, what a condition it is prevailing over the ummah. The children are swearing and abusing the parents, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, hitting the parents. Ya Allah, what type of azab is this on the ummah? Ya Allah, grant us tawfiq to make tawbah. Ya Allah, grant us respect for our parents. Ya Allah, those of us that have parents, Ya Allah, grant us ability to respect them. Ya Allah, let their pain be our pain just as, Ya Allah, when we were small, our pain was their pain. Our grief was their grief. Our happiness was their happiness. And our joy was their joy. Ya Allah, in their old age, Ya Allah, let their pain be our pain. Ya Allah, if they're experiencing any pain, Ya Allah, let us feel the pain. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to spend on them if you have given us wealth. Oh my beloved Allah, if you have not given us wealth, Ya Allah, let us say them some good words that will bring peace and comfort and joy to their hearts, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, join. Ya Allah, grant muhabbat between parents and children. Oh my beloved Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Oh my beloved Allah, unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Oh my beloved Allah, today because of a little wealth of this world, we have become enemies of one another. Oh my beloved Allah, remove the love of the wealth of this world from our hearts. Ya Allah, if we are owing anything to anybody, Ya Allah, grant us the ability and the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to repay to whomsoever, whatever may be due. Ya Allah, through your infinite mercy, Ya Allah, grant us the ability to ask for forgiveness, Ya Allah, before it is too late. Ya Allah, through your infinite mercy, grant us all that good that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked you for, and grant us protection from all the evil that Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked you for protection from. Oh my beloved Allah, at the time of our mawt, Ya Allah, take us away to Madina Tayyiba. Ya Allah, grant us a respectable mawt in Madina Tayyiba. Ya Allah, tamanna hai ki gulzare Madina ab watan hota, wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi guru kafan hota. Oh my beloved Allah, why is reciting salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our souls be extracted? Ya Allah, let Jannatul Baqi be our resting place, my beloved Allah. But Ya Allah, if that is not muqaddar for us, then wherever it may be, Ya Allah, grant us a respectable mawt. Ya Allah, grant us a mawt of iman. Ya Allah, grant us a mawt of the kalima shahada. Ya Allah, do not let our evil actions, Ya Allah, be exposed at the time of our death. Ya Allah, through infinite infinite mercy. Ya Allah, grant us a respectable maut. Ya Allah, grant us maut on Iman. Ya Allah, resurrect us with Iman. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, resurrect us with Iman. Ya Allah, keep us steadfast on Iman. Ya Allah, our progenies to come up to the time of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, keep them steadfast on Iman as well. Ya Allah, those students that are here, that have come to memorize the Quran and Majid, oh my beloved Allah, these students, the students around the world, those that are attempting memorizing of the Quran and Majid, Ya Allah, you make it easy for each and every one of them. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties. Ya Allah, remove the obstacles. Oh my beloved Allah, those that are having problems in learning, those that have weak memories, Ya Allah, strengthen their memories. Oh my beloved Allah, strengthen them. Ya Allah, grant them good akhlaq, grant them good character. Oh my beloved Allah, accept them for the khidmat of deen. Oh my beloved Allah, make each and every one of them a pious servant of yours. Oh my beloved Allah, these youngsters could have been so many other places and vices. They sacrifice their parents, they sacrifice their luxuries, my beloved Allah, to come and learn your Quran and Majid. Oh my beloved Allah, bless them, Ya Allah. Open their hearts, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you bless and reward their parents. Ya Allah, grant their parents the best of rewards. Ya Allah, you make them guiding stars for their families. Oh my beloved Allah, make them guiding stars for the entire ummah, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, their masoom children seated here. Ya Allah, their elderly people seated here. Ya Allah, their sincere people seated here. Oh my beloved Allah, through the sincerity of the sincere ones, Ya Allah, through the old age of the older ones, Allah, through the young age of the young ones, oh my beloved Allah, we ask and we beseech you, oh my beloved Allah, accept our du'as. We know our du'as are not worthy of acceptance. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak. Ya Allah, we are dirty and filthy, but Ya Allah, for us there is nobody else besides you. Ya Allah, tere siwa koi ghar nahi. Ya Allah, tere dar ke siwa koi dar nahi. Ya Allah, mera har khata pe rona, yehi meri talafi, teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm afu karna. Oh my beloved Allah, through the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, accept our du'as. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amin ya rabbal alamin bi rahmatik.